this April 28th edition of our show. I'm Carl Azus, grateful for your presence. We're getting you up to speed on what's happening in the nation of Ukraine. The Russian invasion of that country, which Russia called a special military operation, began more than 2 months ago on February 24th. In recent days, fighting has gotten more intense in eastern Ukraine. Russia's been sending more military units there, and the Ukrainian military says it's losing territory in some parts of the region. Why eastern Ukraine? Since 2014, people there who wanted independence from Ukraine's government have been battling government troops. Russia supported these separatists, and now that country says it wants to take control of two main areas of eastern Ukraine and possibly create a permanent Russian path, a Russian strip of land that would run through southern Ukraine to Crimea, a peninsula that Russia took control of in 2014. Could that happen? Previously, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said his country would be destroyed before it would give in to Russian demands that Ukraine hand over eastern cities like Kharkiv and Mariupol. But shortly after that, President Zelensky stated he would discuss the status of areas in eastern Ukraine if Russian President Vladimir Putin would agree to direct talks. Is there any hope for some sort of peace deal? Analysts say it doesn't look likely at this point. On Tuesday, Russia's leader said the two sides had a, quote, serious breakthrough in talks last month, but that it had been derailed by accusations that Russian troops had murdered civilians in the northern Ukrainian town of Bukha. Pictures from satellites and drones appeared to show evidence that Russia committed war crimes, but Russia called the images fake, so the fighting in Ukraine rages on. The United States is among several Western countries that have imposed sanctions on Russia, penalties on its economy designed to pressure it to stop its invasion. Russia says those have failed, but the U.S. and its allies have also supported Ukraine by sending it aid equipment and weapons. Last Tuesday, we told you the U.S. government was sending $800 million worth of additional weapons to Ukraine. A day later, President Joe Biden announced another $800 million was on the way. CNN reports that Ukrainian troops need these armaments to withstand Russia's assault on eastern Ukraine. Russia's government says if Western countries continue sending weapons to Ukraine, there's not much chance for peace.
There's no rest at night for the people of Kharkiv. Flares light up the sky as artillery thunders through the air. For nearly 9 weeks, Ukraine's second largest city has been shelled relentlessly. Only by day can you see the full scale of the destruction. The neighborhood of Pavlovo-Polye was hit repeatedly last month as Russian forces tried to push into the city. No site was spared, not even the local nursery school.
So it looks like this was some kind of a dormitory. You can see children's beds here all around. And then in the next door room over there was their classroom.
Their shoes still litter the locker room. Mercifully, the school had been evacuated, so no children were killed in the strikes.
The mayor of Kharkiv says that 67 schools and 54 kindergartens have been hit here since the war began. And what's so striking when you look around is that it's so clearly not a military target. This is a residential neighborhood.
Just a few blocks away, the bare skeleton of an apartment building. Authorities say more than 2,000 houses have been hit here. The sounds of war are never far away.
So you can see this is what's left of the bedroom here. It's just astonishing.
10-second trivia. Polysomnography can be used to study what? Plants, sleep, mixtures, or fiber? Polysomnography records brain waves, breathing, blood oxygen levels, and body movements during sleep. From sleep hygiene to sleep devices, there are a lot of tips and tools intended to help us get better sleep. For starters, medical experts say we should keep our TVs, computers, and smartphones out of the room. We should try to go to bed at the same time every night. We shouldn't have caffeine or large meals before bedtime. It ought to be quiet, dark, and comfortable where we sleep. And experts on the subject say the best sleep temperature is around 65 degrees Fahrenheit. There's not much debate about the health benefits of a good night's rest. There is debate about some of the devices available that aim to improve and measure sleep. Most of them are not approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, and critics say they're not as accurate as polysomnography. But that's usually done in a lab. Not everyone has the time, the equipment, or the expertise to conduct a deep sleep study at home. So the quest to develop user-friendly devices to do that continues.
Imagine being able to fall asleep anywhere you want, anytime you want. Ziv Perman says he can do both. But this 33-year-old has a PhD in neurocognitive science and has spent years studying how our brains work. He knows some of us aren't so lucky.
There are so many people that suffer from poor sleeping, and even more suffer from poor quality of sleep because of snoring partner, or having a newborn that wake up every 3 hours.
I have both of those things.
Technology probably can't help me there, but what it can do is help you better understand sleep behaviors, how long you sleep, and how much you toss and turn. Beyond that, you'll probably need something more sophisticated than a store-bought tracker.
Today, there are amazing solutions for measuring sleep in wellness level. All kind of watches, mattresses. But when you would like to measure all the aspects of sleep, here you have a gap.
And Pierman thinks this device could fill that gap. A Band-Aid-like sleep tracker fitted with dozens of tiny sensors. They pick up electrical activity in the body while you sleep, sending the data straight to a smart device. Data like muscle activity, eye movement, and even brain waves. The kind of information you normally only get at a clinic. This you can use at home, by yourself, for a tenth of the cost of a professional sleep study, Pierman says. The tracker is 10 years in the making, and the reason Pierman co-founded his Israeli-based startup Xtrodes in 2020.
Even with growing interest in sleep, is medical-grade testing of your sleep still a relatively niche market?
We start to understand that sleep is a goldmine for understanding our health.
Better data could also help medical researchers, and not just ones who study sleep, Pierman says.
We can identify both sleep disorders, but also sleep patterns that related to other disorders.
But for many of the new sleep gadgets on the market, accuracy remains hard to prove, say experts.
Because it is truly complex to determine the staging of sleep, the movement in and out of the various stages. So the best way for companies to do that would be to partner with scientists to make sure that their algorithms are scoring sleep correctly and are giving information back to their consumers that is accurate.
Pierman says his technology is currently being tested by independent researchers for validation. It still needs FDA approval, but if that goes well, this tracker could be on the market by 2023.
Part of our activity now is provide the system for all kinds of researchers to find new patterns during sleep.
In the long run, that could help us all snooze just a bit longer.
Let's call this Parents Ain't Perfect Animal Kingdom Edition. This is an eagle. It's got somewhere to be. So it tells its baby, you just wait here and the little one apparently got tangled in a talon and tumbled down a cliffside in California. Its parent didn't catch it, but Nest cameras caught the whole thing on video, so wildlife officials came out, rappelled to the stranded eaglet, used a duffel bag to return the baby to its nest, and they even built a sort of natural guardrail to try to keep this from happening again. They say birds of a feather flock together in all weather, but an untethered eaglet, despite being regalit, tumbled down a nether bluffside when it never ever took flight, needed a wing and a prayer leverage from here to there. Now it's beat to rest at nest until the best of times will bring the quest to test its might. It's right to take flight when it spreads its wings. So glad I got through that. We are going to Smithville, Tennessee for today's shout out, recognizing you, the students of DeKalb County High School. As you know, the only place to request a mention on our show is at youtube.com/CNN10. I'm Carl Azuz.